There's a new player in Middle Tennessee's recently unveiled regional transportation plan. That's Robertson County, to the north of Nashville, where about 70% of workers commute across county lines. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports how officials there made the case for more highway funds.
The population has jumped, especially in the town of White House, around Interstate 65, closer to Kentucky than Nashville. But the roadways haven't kept up.
We have an antiquated highway system.
That's Robertson County Mayor Howard Bradley, who points to winding Route 76, home to a state-of-the-art high school.
But yet, the transportation system to get to that high school is the same that it's always been, so we are behind the eight ball in terms of catching up with our infrastructure.
That's the type of argument he made to get Robertson included in the regional MPO, which distributes federal road funds. That took 4 years. Now, local projects worth $200 million are scheduled, and both I-65 and I-24 will be widened through the county. Still, Bradley says more state money is needed to cover all his roads in the regional plan.
A recipe is not a cake. We have the recipe right now, but the real bottom line is to have a serious discussion about funding.
Of course, building roads is a long game. The project where work has begun in nearby Springfield was 14 years in the making. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.